Lakshmibai tapped her daughter's forehead. "Time to wake up," she said, smiling. Rama was less pleased.
"Mama, please may I go with father this morning?" she asked.
"Don't you want to be a scholar?"
"I'd rather watch the day break."
"I see." Lakshmibai nodded her head. "Get dressed, please."
Rama pulled on her white garments, used a neem stick to clean her mouth, and then munched a handful of sesame seeds. Lakshmibai brought fresh water for them both. It was no use. She'd never get out of these lessons.
"Rama, sing a short prayer to Saraswati."
Mother and daughter bowed to the altar.
Twang!
Lakshmibai plucked the veena strings.
"My salutations to the goddess Saraswati," Rama sang.
"May my learning be effective." The women bowed a second time.
"Mama, I think Saraswati would be happier if our prayers were longer."
Anything to put off the lesson. "Studying with a pure heart is the same as praying."
"Are you sure?"
Lakshmibai shrugged.
"Let's demonstrate your progress for Saraswati. Why did I begin your lessons with the Bhagavat Puran?"
Rama gathered her thoughts.
"Because it's the story of our history?"
"Anything else?"
"Don't
say It's a bad habit of ignorant people."
"Yes, Mama."
Rama chewed her lip.
"It's about the god Lord Vishnu and all his identities, especially when he's Lord Krishna. Why is Lord Vishnu so many different gods?"
"Because that's his purpose. How a god does things isn't important."
"But how do we know which gods to follow?"
"Ananta Shastri tells us."
"What's happening in the story?"
"The priests asked the oldest scholar to tell them the highest good everyone should achieve, and they wanted to know about Lord Krishna."
"Good. You must learn the story two ways. You must be able to recite and understand the entire story in its true form. But when you recite for the people, you can use your own words."
"What difference does it make? No one understands Sanskrit."
Lakshmibai smiled.
"True. But if you tell it in your words, it will be shorter. Shall we begin?"
Rama sat up straighter, as though proper posture would help her listen better.
"O sages, your questions about Lord Krishna are of relevance for the welfare of the world," Lakshmibai began.
"O sages,"
Rama repeated, and memorized the next 1,000 lines. Rama tried to follow the plot. The story said serving Lord Krishna was like serving Lord Vishnu, and this satisfied the soul. "Oh, I get it," Rama thought. "That's why father spends so much time at the temple." Finally, the sun was up and the lesson over. Rama uncoiled herself from her cushion. Krishna joined her sister and handed Rama a piece of naan bread.
"Does studying make you hungry?"
"It made me hungry."
"It makes my head hurt."
"That too."
Rama put her sleeping blanket in the storage chest.
"We are going to the temple," Lakshmibai announced.
"Now?"
asked Krishna.
"We aren't going inside. I want Rama to watch the pilgrims bathe in the Gomati River in front of the temple."
Rama wrinkled her nose.
"Why do they bathe in the river? Why don't they bathe at home like we do?"
"Because they are dirty pilgrims," Krishna laughed.
"You always ask the obvious."
"Do not."
Lakshmibai waved her hand.
"Krishna, don't mislead your sister. Tell Rama about the river and why everyone should wash there."
"Okay. Sorry, Rama.